Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Several years ago, Pope Francis described the Catholic Church in radical and even revolutionary terms, saying this, "I see the church as a field hospital after battle." That description helped me to see the church, and especially my job as a Catholic priest, in a whole new light. Bishop Robert Barron shined that light more brightly when he explained what the Pope meant. The Archbishop of Los Angeles said, "No doctor doing triage on a battlefield is going to be fussing about his patient's cholesterol level or their blood sugar levels. He's going to be treating major wounds and trying to stop the bleeding." Bishop Barron went on, "What we find today, the Pope is implying, are millions of people who are, in a spiritual sense, gravely wounded. They require, therefore, not the fine points of moral doctrine, but basic healing." Did you ever watch that popular television show called MASH, starring Alan Alda? I loved it. MASH, the word, is an acronym, M-A-S-H, that stands for Medical Army Surgical Hospital. These small MASH units consisted of about 10 doctors and 12 nurses and roughly 90 enlisted soldiers. They were deployed close to the front lines of combat, so they were themselves in constant danger. And they had to be able to pack up and relocate within 24 hours. They were very mobile. They became prevalent and popular in the Korean War and greatly reduced the mortality rates of wounded soldiers from 40% in World War II to 2.5% in the Korean War. The Pope is suggesting that perhaps the best description of the Catholic Church is as a MASH unit, because people are dying on the front lines of spiritual battle, and it's the Church's job to provide a kind of spiritual surgery that will save them. Jesus seems to offer a similar analogy in the Gospel today, in his parable of the weeds and the wheat. In the parable, a field of golden wheat is also sown with pernicious weeds. So far, the meaning is clear. Wheat represent the saints, while the weeds stand for sinners. When the workers offer to pull up the weeds, however, the landowner makes a surprising observation, saying, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. And then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn." I'm sorry for mixing metaphors this morning, but I believe that Jesus teaches his disciples to treat all people, weeds as well as wheat, sinners as well as saints, as wounded soldiers on a battlefield. It is not their job on the front lines to fret about minute moral rules and regulations. Like they don't talk about a soldier's cholesterol or his or her blood sugar level, but rather they keep them alive, treating the more serious wounds until they go home to a real hospital. In other words, try to see the church, the house of God, as a MASH unit on the front lines. My friends, there is a very practical and I believe very urgent application of seeing the church as a field hospital treating major wounds. I think this is one reason, perhaps the major reason, Catholics are leaving the church to join non-denominational churches. Do you know any Catholics who have jumped ship out of the bark of Peter into other evangelical churches? It's because in those ecclesial communities, people's major wounds are being treated. And a person's deepest wound is the lack of a personal, intimate friendship with Jesus. Sherry Waddell, who writes extensively about this central need, said, "The majority of Catholics in the United States are sacramentalized, but they are not evangelized. We go to church, but we don't know why." She went on to elaborate. "They do not know that an explicit personal attachment to Christ, personal discipleship, is normative Catholicism, as taught by the apostles and reiterated time and time again by the popes, councils, and saints of the church." People are dying on the front lines of battle because we are not providing the spiritual surgery to heal their deepest and most deadly wound, the lack of a personal relationship with Jesus. That constitutes the difference between the weeds and the wheat. In short, try to see the church as a field hospital, a MASH unit, close to the battle lines, welcoming all the wounded, rather than seeing the church as a fancy restaurant for fine dining, where only a few are fortunate to find a seat. Praised be Jesus Christ.